Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. I'm Chad LaChance filling in for Terry Wickstrom. And if you're a regular listener of this show, you'll know it's time for the Colorado Clays segment. This segment brought to you by Colorado Clays Shooting Park. And as a guy that loves to shoot all kinds of stuff, I love to talk shooting. And there's a gentleman on the phone, Mr. J.R. Pierce, who loves to talk shooting even more than me. Good morning, J.R.
Hey, good morning, Chad. Good to talk to you again, man.
Yes, sir. It's been a while, like, I don't know, 12 hours since we talked. But, you know, we talked a little bit yesterday on the phone, and I'm a giant believer that success starts with preparation. And, you know, it's more important to prepare to win, right? And one of the most important things I think people slack about is their shooting skills. I was on the phone earlier here, doing an interview earlier here with a guy who's a professional big game hunter, and he's talking about people showing up that can't make the shot. You know, you go on this guided trip, you spend all the money, they can't make the shot. There is no excuse for that. If you live anywhere near here, you can get out and practice. And I suppose the next most relevant season that's coming up is turkey season. Now, it's impossible to miss a turkey standing in front of you, right?
Absolutely. And you know, Chad, I think the first thing I think is important for me to let everyone know is that, you know, for nearly 24 years now, Colorado Clays has been serving Colorado as the premier public shooting facility, featuring, of course, the very finest in rifle, pistol, trap, skeet, wobble trap, and sporting clays. We do this year-round with no memberships or reservations required. And, of course, we welcome everyone to come out and join us for all their shooting needs. But, you know, going back to the what you were touching on there, Chad, you know, a person can really save yourself some of the last-minute preparations by coming to Colorado Clays during the off-season, enjoying not only the best recreational public shooting facility around, but also keep those, you know, shooting skills and equipment in top condition year-round. So if we go back to, say, August, you know, getting ready for that dove season, of course, the first thing I try to do every year is get Terry Wickstrom practiced up enough for his first hunt. That can be a chore.
We love you, Terry.
But, you know, all joking aside, Chad, whether it's, the dove, then we have the duck and goose coming in, the upland seasons. And the great thing about Colorado Clays is we have ranges and fields, or really even particular stations or machines throwing targets that will be perfect practice for a person and the game he or she is hunting. And of course, hands down, the most popular practice destination is the Colorado Clay Sporting Clays course. And that is due to the fact that we have the most incredible variety of target presentations throughout the course, which offer you shots of different speeds, angles, and distances for the ultimate bird hunting preparation. And now, if you're wanting to prep specifically for those upland bird hunts, the Colorado Clays wobble trap overlaid on our skeet fields are ground launch, multiple angle and elevation target presentation. It can be thrown basically from point blank range out to 30 yards, and that's really for the ultimate upland game preparation. And, you know, of course, mixed in there, we had those big game seasons. And you know, Chad, we prepared thousands of big game hunters, throughout our state with the state-of-the-art video viewing system on our 50 and 100-yard rifle range. And, of course, many of those folks made sure they were also proficient with their sidearms as well while they were here. And, you know, they spent some time on that 25-yard target return style pistol range too. But, Chad, I think more than just the target practice itself, preparing for seasons at Colorado Clays assures that your equipment is clean and functioning, that you have the accessories you need with your firearm, for example, tools, if you had to do a repair or adjustment in the field. You get familiar with the gun, its function. You get to practice those good fundamentals and form before that first shot in the field. Find most accurate loads. I mean, the list goes on and on, but I think probably the most valuable asset you'll take away from your visit out here at Colorado Clays is the confidence and the knowledge that you are as prepared as you can be for your first day in the field.
Well, confidence catches fish is one of my favorite sayings, and also get stuff on your dinner plate, no doubt about that. And I have had twice in my hunting career, which goes all the way back to when I was a wee little kid, and I'm old, I've had two firearm failures, both of which were easily preventable by a little bit more time on the range. So I've learned the hard way. And when you go out in the field and all of a sudden your gun doesn't hit anything and you can't figure out why, and you're 4 hours from home and you're carrying a premium big game tag, that would have been a nice thing to know just before season. It worked fine in August. It didn't work when I got out in the field, and in between there I hadn't shot it. Well, it's a long story, but bottom line is the touch-up right before season is important. The other one was extremely preventable, and it was a shotgun that didn't like cold weather and didn't want to cycle correctly in the cold, but worked fine. Otherwise, had I been out there ahead of time, I'd have been ahead of the curve. So, yeah, firearms failures do happen. Invariably, they happen at a poor time, like in a duck blind or when you're carrying a deer tag. But let's talk – the next season coming up is turkey. And the one thing different about turkey shotgunning than all the rest of the shotgunning is the fact that a turkey is going to be standing still or maybe walking. But either way, you're shooting at a bird that's on the ground, that's right in front of you. And you're shooting him probably with the most powerful load you're ever going to shoot out of your shotgun, and quite possibly with the tightest choke you're ever going to shoot out of your shotgun as well. And I know several people that have missed turkeys standing right smack in front of them at point-blank range with a 12-gauge shotgun because they didn't understand their pattern or how their stuff flew. You guys, I can come there and pattern my, say, my 12-gauge with a Magnum turkey load, see how it hits, how tight my pattern is, maybe if I need to change ammo, things like that. Did I do all that at Colorado
Clays?
Chad,
I lost you there on your question. What was that last one?
Well, if I want to pattern my turkey shotgun, can I come out to your place right now and shoot my turkey shotgun?
Okay. Well, and Ian, thanks for bringing up that, Chad, because this is a tool we have available not just for turkey that is really good for any shotgunning, and that is our shotgun patterning area. And this is very simply an area you can shoot a shotgun from 20 to 50 yards. You will get a 42 by 42 inch sheet of cardboard with an aiming point. And what this does is confirm that the first thing everybody needs to know, and that is that your gun is shooting where you are pointing, aiming, looking, etc. And this is valuable for any gun, and particularly a new gun. A lot of folks come out here with, you know, a new gun, and they tell me, I took this thing goose hunting, and I couldn't hit anything. We go pattern it, and turns out it's shooting 100% high of where they're aiming. A lot of these new guns are very adjustable with the shims and stuff that come with them, so there's no reason not to dial that in. But specifically to turkey hunting, this is a very, very important aspect of that outdoor hunt, because it is so important that you know your gun's limitations and that you have a pattern that is not only tight enough for the range you're going to be shooting, but that your pattern has good distribution of the pellets throughout and that you have enough pellets in the kill zone where you're aiming. So this is going to be coming up. We're going to be doing a bunch more research, and I welcome anybody to come out and take advantage of that. It's only $10, and what you gain from just a short time on that is priceless in the field.
Oh, yeah, no question about that. And a turkey, you think, well, how hard is it? He's going to be standing right in front of me. But if you haven't shot at him, it can be surprisingly. And the other thing about it is get used to what your turkey load is going to do, because if you're used to shooting doves and pheasants and things like that, and then you stuff a turkey load in your shotgun with a real tight tube, it's going to thump you, and people don't realize how much difference. I certainly didn't when I started shooting turkeys, how much different the gun feels to shoot, period. Should you need a follow-up shot, that would be a key thing as well. And plus, the loads are so much more powerful that I think it's definitely something that needs to be checked and verified, and you're going to be aiming the gun more than you would be swinging and just establishing a sight picture. You're going to be aiming at a small target standing in front of you. And it's just a different feel all the way around. So if a guy wants to get the the best out of his shotgun, he needs to come out there and shoot it and make sure that the pattern is how he needs it to be. What about this? We got about a little less than a minute left. If a guy's got a gun that isn't shooting well, can he come out there and help and get some help with you guys on that? Some instruction.
Okay, Chad, the last one again. You're cutting out on me.
Oh, can a guy come and get some instruction from you guys on some shooting help if he needs?
Well, certainly, Chad, and I've said this over and over, we do have the best staff in the industry, and we're always here. But if you want a little bit of individual instruction and some tips based on lifetimes of shooting experience, certainly give me a call, and we will schedule some time whenever it works for you and us and get you some good fundamental stuff. We can help you with that gun patterning and give you the confidence and the proper form and fit on your gun to make sure that everything is 100% when you get that chance of a lifetime.
Well, that's a great resource out there for folks. And if a guy wants to get more information on Colorado Clays, coloradoclays.com, or where are you guys located?
Certainly coloradoclays.com. And Chad, take the virtual tour if you want to see what our facility is all about. Give us a call at 303-659-7117. Talk to anybody, and we'll get you going in the right direction. And then we're just a short drive from anywhere in the metro area and really even the Front Range, just north of DIA and east of Brighton, a mere 25 minutes from downtown. So just no excuse not to be ready, Chad, and we look forward to seeing everyone.
Well, there you go. Well, that I know those guys love to live the lifestyle. So, JR, I appreciate you taking the time to call in and Colorado Clays for sponsoring this segment.
Thank you, Chad. Have a great day.
You have a good day as well. That's JR Pierce, the guy that also loves to fish as much as he likes to hunt. And we spent an hour on the phone talking long-range ballistics the other day. Good guy. So, guys, we're going to step aside, take a quick break. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.